pro. Arguments for Proposition 1. Provided by Idahoans for Open Primaries. Voting yes on Proposition 1 will bring back open primary elections and give all Idaho voters, including those not affiliated with a political party, the right to vote in every election. Currently, Idaho's closed primary system blocks more than 270,000 independent voters from participating. That's not right. A yes vote for Proposition 1 says that every voter should have the right to participate in every taxpayer-funded election. Voting yes on Proposition 1 will restore the long-standing tradition of open primary elections in Idaho. Idahoans voted in open primaries for 40 years, until party officials established closed primaries back in 2011. A yes vote for Proposition 1 brings us back to a time when you weren't forced to join a political party to have a say in who is elected to important offices. Voting yes on Proposition 1 will restore the right of military veterans to participate in every Idaho election. Nearly half of Idaho's veterans are not affiliated with a political party, and these veterans are currently blocked from voting in Idaho's most important election, the primary. A yes vote for Proposition 1 says that no one who fought for our country should ever be denied a voice in any election. Voting yes on Proposition 1 will make elected officials answer to voters, not special interests or party insiders. Currently, special interest groups and party elites wield far too much influence. They control the outcome of elections by hand-picking the candidates and spending millions on negative advertising. A yes vote for Proposition 1 will reduce the influence of special interests and give power back to ordinary citizens. Voting yes on Proposition 1 will restore competition to Idaho elections. Currently, the majority of Idaho's politicians do not face a competitive opponent in the general election. That's unacceptable, and it leads to unaccountable elected officials. A yes vote for Proposition 1 will bring back competitive elections. It will give more choice and more voice to every Idaho voter. Voting yes on Proposition 1 will make sure we have better choices in our general elections, up to four candidates with different viewpoints, backgrounds, and ideas. Voters can rank candidates if they choose, and the winner must receive support from a broad coalition of voters and not just a narrow faction. Idahoans have an important choice in this election. A no vote will continue our current dysfunctional system, while a yes vote will empower every Idaho voter. Voting yes on Proposition 1 will restore the principles of our nation's founding fathers, who were suspicious of political parties and believed that we, the people, are the source of all political power. Proposition 1 has the support of a broad coalition of Idahoans, Republicans, Democrats, and independents alike. Please vote yes on Proposition 1. Rebuttal to pro-arguments. Proposition 1, contrary to its proponents' assertions, does not broaden primary election access for unaffiliated voters. Instead, it replaces Idaho's elections system with an intricate, ranked choice voting system that undermines the democratic process. Even the Idaho Supreme Court stated that open primary means something very different than this proposal. While supporters claim that unaffiliated voters face obstacles to participation, these voters can, in reality, request and cast ballots in any party primary they choose. The unstated objective of Proposition 1 is to allow registered Democrats into Republican primaries, effectively transforming Idaho's political environment into something more like California's. Barely mentioned by proponents and buried within Proposition 1's text is the replacement of Idaho's election system with a ranked choice voting gimmick. This confusing system, which has been tried and failed in many places, uses computer algorithms to transfer votes between candidates based on complex contingencies. What Proposition 1 really creates? 1. Less election integrity. Difficult to audit election results. 2. Longer election season. Extends many elections 6 months longer, favoring wealthy candidates and those with the most special interest money. 3. Slower election results. Multiple rounds of vote tabulation will require more recounts. 4. Eliminates one person, one vote. The candidate receiving the most votes will not always win. 5. Higher costs. Idaho Secretary of State Phil McGrane reports that replacing Idaho's election systems could require $40 million in new taxpayer money. Don't fall for this disguised takeover of Idaho's elections. Vote no to protect one person, one vote.